Simon Samach Vav.
Yeah.
You have Shulchan Aruch open in front of you. We're going to be in for a little bit of a surprise.
Samach Vav?
Yep. In Simon Samavav, we'll see some of the details, but then there's going to be a little bit of a surprise here. Says the Shulchan Aruch, the opening sif in Simon Samavav. Bein haprakim shoyel bishloim adam nechbon. So if you remember, we saw in Tosis yesterday, even though it turned out to be machlokas Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda, but we paskin like Reb Yehuda, which means there is always a difference between who you can be shoyel to and who you can be meshiv to. Meshiv is always a downgrade. And that's exactly what the Shulchan Aruch paskens. The Shulchan Aruch says, Bein aprakim shoyel b'shloim adam nechbod. You're allowed to be shoyel to a dignified person. This is what the Gemara and the Mishnah called shoyel b'pnei akovid. U'meshiv shalom l'chol adam. You're allowed to respond to everybody. This is definitely paskening like Rabbi Yehuda, because according to Rabbi Meir, you cannot respond to everybody, you can only respond to the same level of people that you can initiate, which is Pnei HaKovid. So the Shulchan Aruch is clearly paskening like Rabbi Yehuda. That's if you are Bein HaProkim. Ube'emtza, and if you're in the middle of the perek, now here we're going to see another surprise, Shoyel b'sholoim mishuhu yorei mimenu. This is what the Mishnah and the Gemara call shoyel b'pnei hayira. But if you remember, we saw in Rashi defined, what does that mean, b'pnei hayira? Somebody, you're afraid they could kill you. It's a chashash b'kuach nefesh. The Shulchan Aruch goes with a different interpretation. This is the Rosh and others. What does it mean, yorei? Not that you're fearful that they might kill you, but rather, going oviv oy rabbi, your father or your rabbi, oy mishu gadol mimenu bechochma, or somebody who's greater than you in chochma. Meaning, it is not just a dignified person, but it's somebody from whom you have a chiyuv of yira. When the Torah says ish oviv v'imoy tira'u, you should be fearful or have awe of your parents, doesn't mean there's a chashash b'koach nefesh. So the Shulchan Aruch is not learning like Rashi. Shulchan Aruch is paskin like the Rosh. That the translation of Yira does not mean you're afraid of life and death, but rather you have awe of this particular person. Why do you have awe of them? Because it's Oviv Oy Rabbi. So in turn, what must be the translation of Odom Nechbod on the first line, Shol Pnei HaKovoid? Somebody who's a dignified person. So it's a dignified person as opposed to somebody that you have awe of, like your Oviv or your Rabbi.
Doesn't Yira also mean reverence?
Yes, yes. This is all as opposed to Rashi, who said Yira means you're afraid of your life. Says the Shulchan Aruch, the Kol Shekin. And obviously, even more so, you're allowed to respond to Melech oy anos. Melech, a king, oy anos, somebody who's perhaps violent, where there really could be a chashash of pikuach nefesh. So again, you're allowed, according to this, to be shoyel mepnei hayira. And what about meshiv? Again, it gets downgraded. Or meshiv shalom la'odom nechbad. You're allowed to be meshiv la'odom nechbad. So you see that both bein haprokim and also ba'emtza haprokim, shoyel and meshiv have different criteria. And this is the exact opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, that you could be meshiv, you could respond to a lower level of person, as it were, than to whom you can initiate a conversation or a greeting, as opposed to Rabbi Meir, who said it's all the same. Rav Meir said it's all the same. Shoyle Meshiv is the same. Shulchan Aruch paskens like Rav Yehuda. It's absolutely not the same.
If this is Rabbi Yehuda, didn't he go two downgrades for Meshiv?
No. He said that you could be in Pein HaPrakim. He said you could be Shoyle Mepnei HaKovoid
U'Meshiv
L'chol Odom.
Right.
That's level 2 and level 3. And if it's Be'emtz HaPrakim, then it's level 1 and level 2. That means it's Shoyle Mepnei HaYira U'Meshiv Mepnei HaKovoid.
Yeah, but it didn't say... It says U'Meshiv Shalom L'Odom Nichbad.
Right, that's not L'chol Odom. That's Mepnei HaKovoid.
Okay, sorry.
No, those are the first words of the Shulchan Aruch as well.
Right.
So this is the Shulchan Aruch's way. There's always level 1, 2, 3. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, if you are Bein HaPrakim, you can be Shoyel to level 2 and be Meshiv to level 3. If you're Be'emtz HaPrakim, you're Shoyel to level 1
and
Meshiv to level 2. As opposed to Rabbi Meir, who says it's always consistent. Now the Shulchan Aruch does say, Va'afilu Be'emtz HaPosuk. Not only if you're in the middle of Kriya Shema, I might have been excused for thinking that Be'emtza, it might mean that you're not in the gaps between the different Prokim, but maybe at least in the gaps between the Psukim. So the Shulchan Aruch tells us a tremendous chidush that no, even if you are Be'emtza HaPosuk, once you're not in the gaps between the two Prokim, that we no longer distinguish between whether you are the end of a pasuk or in the middle of a pasuk, chutz mi pasuk Shema Yisrael, uborach Shem kvod malchusei leilam voed, shaloi yafsik bohem klal. Those psukim, which as I've always said, are the most important. In those psukim, you never interrupt for anything. Imloi bepnei mi sheyom reshem yahargenu. Unless you're literally worried for your life, then obviously if it's a chashash pekuach nefesh, even if it's a suffix, b'koach nefesh, then obviously one has to interrupt. Now, I don't really want to get too bogged down in all of the details. It's a lengthy Mishnah Berurah, several Mishnah Berurahs over here, and you'll soon see why not. Have a look in the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan, base. And this basically deletes almost the entire siman lahalacha, because the Mishnah Berurah in siman Beis says shoyel b'shalom. What does it mean shoyel b'shalom? Afilu b'loshein la'az, which means even in a foreign language, not necessarily in Hebrew. Now listen to this very carefully. V'dafka b'ponim chadoshois shoyel umeshiv. What does that mean? Ponim chadoshois, to a new face. If it is a new face, and it's somebody who's a dignified, clearly a dignified person, she'im lo yishal, such that if you do not ask of his kavod, not ask of his shalom, you don't inquire of his welfare, then yovoi lidei sino. And you might come to hatred. You've never met him before. You don't have a relationship. He's a clearly dignified person. I don't know his attitude. If I don't say hello to him, he might be extremely put out. Ubesefer Achinuch gam kein kosav. Sefer Achinuch also writes, "Demisha loyro inu." If somebody that we've never seen sheyakbit, we've never seen him be particular al chaveroi klal, then loy yafsik afilu pein aprokim. The whole concept of interrupting your Shema, albeit maybe even Bein HaPrakim, is only somebody where there's a real grounds for concern, that if I don't greet him, he'll be terribly put out, insulted, and it will even be Goyrem Sino. Now, how does that translate in the year Tovshian Pei? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Al Kain, therefore, Lafi Minhogenu Kehayoim. Therefore, according to our custom nowadays, she'ein onu noyagin lishoil b'sholoim b'beis ha'knesses b'eis ha'tfilon, where it's not the custom to greet people in the middle of davening in shul. You only get insulted. Imagine somebody walked in whilst you were davening Shmoyna Esra. He wouldn't be insulted if you didn't say hello because he doesn't expect you to say hello. So the Mishnah Berurah says, but the truth of the matter is that our custom is that nobody says hello in the middle of davening anywhere. Which means that basically this whole halacha has become irrelevant. This is the big surprise that was waiting for us. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Therefore, chalila, chas v'shalom, lishoil, oila hashiv. We have no right, therefore, whatsoever, either to ask or respond, afilu divrei Torah, loy bein haprakim, the whole halacha has become irrelevant. As the Mishnah Berurah stressed, the whole reason why you're allowed to initiate or respond to a conversation is we don't want chas v'shalom for there to be any bad feelings. But there can only be bad feelings in as much as he was expecting you to say hello, or he was expecting you to respond to his greeting. But if the custom nowadays, and this is what the Mishnah Berurah is writing almost 100 years ago, if the custom nowadays is not to greet people in the middle of davening, that means any person walking into the Beis HaMedrash and sees you sitting, holding your tzitzis clearly in the middle of Shema, he didn't expect you to say hello to him in the first place. And if he didn't expect you to say hello to him, there's no grounds for concern that he's going to be upset and he's going to cause hatred, in which case the whole halacha now has no basis anymore. So much so that the Mishnah Berurah says, chalila, to interrupt.
Unless it's a government official who's coming to audit the Beis Medrash or whatever.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. Unless it's somebody who doesn't know the rules and for some reason does expect you, then these halachas would be relevant 100%. So, for that reason, I don't think it's so of so much value now to get stuck into all the details mentioned here in the Mishnah Berurah, when basically the Mishnah Berurah is telling us this halacha is no longer relevant. Not that chas v'shalom halacha ever changes, but here the facts on the ground have changed, and therefore accordingly the halacha doesn't apply. Not that chas v'shalom we change halacha at all. Have a look, there's an interesting Mishnah Berurah nonetheless in Sifkoten Hay, when the Shulchan Aruch spoke about Yira, and the Shulchan Aruch told us that Yira does not mean there's a fear of death, rather it's a person of whom you have all, there's a Chi of Yira. We said either Aviv or Rabbi, says the Mishnah Berurah, Reit Saloima Rabbi Muvak. Rabbi Muvak means his absolute Rebbe. A person can have two rebbeim. I think we all remember the Mishnah in Ovos, which says even if you learn one Mishnah or one halacha from somebody, that's also considered your rebbe. But you wouldn't consider that person your rebbe muvhak. Rebbe muvhak means your main rebbe, as Mishnah Berurah defines. What is a rabbi muvhak? She'ika toirosoi heimenu. Where the main, your main Torah comes from him. So if somebody teaches, if you happen to chance upon an occasional shir, you might well have learned something there, so even though technically that person is called rabbi, but it's not rabbi muvhak. And there's no chiv of yira of a person like that. Afal pi shu godoil batoiro ato yoiser me rabbi. Even though he may well be greater than his main Rebbe, but if it's not his Iker Teirosei Mimenu, then you've got no Chiv of Yira. V'shayich b'hu Moira, And why is it appropriate to have fear of your rabbi Muvak? Midiksiv ish imoy va'oviv tira'u. There the pasuk is not talking about your rabbi, it's talking about your father and your mother. And it says, utnanu meira raboch k'meira shomayim. So the pasuk teaches us you have to have yira of one's parents. The Mishnah says one has to have meira of the rabbi like meira shomayim. Now there is a Mishnah Brura which is important. Have a look in Sifkotan Yud. Over there it says that even in the middle of a pasuk you may be mafsik. So the Mishnah Brura says, Yesh oimrim, that no. Some say the be'emza ha'posuk lo yafsik. Some disagree, and they say that you cannot interrupt in the middle of a posuk imloy, unless it is b'mokoim desolik inyono, unless it's in a place where the particular matter has finished. Meaning, sometimes in a posuk, you can pause in the middle if it's at the end of a subject. A pasuk may not necessarily be one long continuous subject. It could be that in the pasuk there are two halves of the pasuk. So you would be allowed to pause in the middle if it was the end of a subject. But if it's one continuous subject, then you may not pause according to this particular opinion. Says the Mishnah Brura, for im pasak, and if you did stop, Choyzer achar kach l'tchilas ha-posuk, you'd have to go back to the beginning of a posuk. Now, ule'inyan maisa. Halacha la-maisa, this is very important. Keshe mafsik la'anois kaddish oy kedusha. If you need to stop, we're not talking about in the middle of posuk of Shema, we said that's an exception. But if you're somewhere else in Shema, and you hear kaddish, the halacha is that you do stop. As will be explained shortly, then what should you do? So imagine you're sitting there in the middle of, somewhere in the middle of Shema, I don't mean in the posuk of Shema, but rather in the parasha of Shema, and for some reason you hear somebody saying Kaddish. Says the Mishnah Brura, im e efshar loy, if it is impossible for him, lemaher, to rush, lesayim or inyan, to finish that particular matter, then yochel lifsoik afilu ve'emtza ha'inyan. Then you are allowed to stop even in the middle of the inyan, ve'lismoich, and you'll have to rely al bale svora horishoino, on the first logic that was mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch, shaloi chilku bekach, who did not differentiate, and they said in the middle of the pasuk, you're allowed to stop, letzerech rabba, mitzvah rabba kazu. Which means, if you are able to anticipate, imagine you're middle of sitting, reading Shema, and suddenly you hear somebody say, Yiskadal, Yiskadal. So if you could quickly rush and finish the inyan or finish the pasuk, then certainly that's the best thing to do. Why is that the best thing to do? Because as we saw, even though the Shulchan Aruch says you're allowed to interrupt in the middle of a pasuk, but there are those who disagree. Therefore, we would certainly like to try and avoid the machlokes if we can. But if you see it's not possible to finish the pasuk, before you know it, he suddenly sprung upon you, it's too quick to do anything, then you can certainly rely on that opinion. Wherever you are, you respond. And then you go back to the beginning of the pasuk after that. Says the Mishnah Brura in Sikotan Yud Aleph, Chutz mi pasuk, besides for the pasuk of Shema Yisrael itself, She'ein dovar godol. There is no matter which is as great, K'kabolas malchus shomayim. Umitam zeh, and for the same reason, Lo yafsik gam kein, bein Shema Yisrael, le baruch shem koy malchus eloi lam voed, Shagamu Michlal Hayichud. Remember, we discussed this in the Gemara. Shema is all about Yichud, the unification, the declaration that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Baruch Shein Po Malchus Eloilom Voed is all part of that. Therefore, you do not interrupt during those two psukim, even in between the two psukim, for anything whatsoever. Now, if you have a look, turn quickly to Sif Gimel in the Shulchan Aruch. This is really what the Mishnah Brura has been referring to. Even though this is strictly not something we have learned, but I think if we have the Shulchan Aruch open in front of us, we might as well see this. In Sif Gimel it says, Lekadish velikdusha ulebaruchu mafsik afilu be'emtza. So what we discussed in Sif Aleph was, can you be mafsik to say hello or to respond? And that was a discussion, and the bottom line is that you don't, at least certainly not nowadays. But for Kaddish, for Kedusha and Baruch Hu, you're mafsik afilu be'emtza, and we have to be very careful, as we saw in Sif Aleph, that does not mean in the middle of the Pasuk of Shema. The Pasuk of Shema is the exception to this rule. But every other Pasuk in Shema is not the exception. Even if you're in the middle, you must respond to Kaddish or Baruch Hu or Kedusha. V'chein l'moidim avolo yoymar elo tevas moidim bilvad. It's a very, very important halacha, and it could be that people don't know this. Imagine you're sitting in a Beis HaMedrash, sitting in the corner learning, and all of a sudden 10 people walk in and they make a mincha. Nothing to do with you, you're minding your own business, you've already davened mincha. So I think we all know that you have to respond to Kaddish and to Kedusha, but maybe what's not so well known is essentially you have to respond to Moedim as well. Here what we're talking about is, I'm in the middle of Kriya Shema. The Shulchan Aruch makes a compromise. You have to respond to Moedim, but just to say the word Moedim. Not the whole Moedim Anachnu Loch, etc., etc., etc.
For all the others, is it you're responding or is it Shema Kohane?
No, you actually respond verbally.
Even to Brichu and Amen, they're all equal, not just Amen Yishmirah, but
Kaddish, Kedusha, and Baruch Hu, not Baruch Hu, Baruch Shemai. I think Mishnah Brura is going to point this out.
And even by Kaddish, you do the first one and the last one, not just...
So let's have a look, Says the Mishnah Brura, this is very important, in Mishnah Brura, you've gotten Yud Zayin, Le Kaddish. What does that mean? You respond to Kaddish. Hainu... La'omein yehish mirabo ad olmayo, yehish mirabo mavorach la'olam olamei amayo, v'lo yoyma yisborach, v'yane omein achar da'amirom ba'olmon, avol al tiskabel, yehish lomo, an oise shalom, loy yane omein, ki einoy elo minhag. That's only a custom. The main places that you have to answer omein to Kaddish is at the beginning, and at the end. What's the beginning? Omein yeish mirabu mavarach l'olam l'omayo. And at the end, the amiron be'olmon ve'imru omein. Those are the two places that you must respond omein to, even if you're in the middle of Shema. Ule kedusha, this is what you just mentioned, Reb Nachum, is also a very important halacha, and I'm not sure if it's well enough known. We know kedusha has a number of psukim. You begin Kedusha, you say, Nekadesh, Shimcha, Boilo, Meshein, Kedush, etc. V'koro, Zel, Zev, Yomar. Pasuk number two is, Kodosh, Kodosh, Kodosh. Pasuk number three, Baruch, Kvod Hashem. And then pasuk number four is, Yimloich. When we say you're allowed and you're supposed to respond to Kedusha, which of those four psukim of Kedusha are we referring to? The answer is two and three. Have a look at the Mishnah Brura. V'le Kedusha, Yoyma rak kodosh, That's the second pasuk, Kodesh, 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 Ubaruch, Shezehu, Ikar, Kedusha. But V'la Yimloich, not to pasuk number four, V'kol Shekein Shelo Yoyman Kadesh, which is pasuk number one, Ushar Dvarim Shemoisifin B'Shabbos. We know on Shabbos the Kedusha is a bit lengthier, Oz B'Koyel Rash, and Mimkoim Chamalkeinu Seifia. You do not respond in the middle of Shema to say that. Afilu v'kolze afilu bein aprokim lo yoyma. Even in between. This is very, very, very important. These halachas are not well enough known. When it comes to Kaddish, the main omein, of course, in the lechatchila situation, you respond omein everywhere. But the main places that you have to respond to Kaddish is the beginning and the end. Omein yesh mirabo and damiron b'mo b'mro omein. That's what you respond to if you're in the middle of Shema. For Kedusha, it's Pasuk number 2 and Pasuk number 3. Not number 1 and not number 4. Now. Look at the Mishnah Brura Yud Tes. Mafsik, you would interrupt your Kriya Shema to say Kaddish and Kedusha, etc. Why? De'im poisek lishoil mipnei kvoid basar v'adam. Because if we interrupt our Kriya Shema for the sake of honoring a boss of Adam, flesh and blood, human beings, kal v'choyme mipnei kvoid HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then certainly you interrupt for the Kavod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Kedusha and Kaddish and Baruch Hu are all declaring the Kavod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, says the Mishnah Berurah, Umehai Taima Nira, this is very, 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 very important. Umehai Taima Nira, for this reason it would appear, the Imsham HaKoyel Ra'omim, what happens if you heard a clap of thunder? Ra'omim is thunder. Yafsik v'yavarech. Shavura says a tremendous chiddush. If you're in the middle of Shema and you hear thunder, you should respond immediately by saying the correct bracha, which is Shekoicha yivorasim mali oilam. Why? To have a mitzvah oiveres. What does that mean, a mitzvah oiveres? It's a mitzvah which is going to pass you by. It's not something that you can do afterwards. However, v'yesh cholkin, but some disagree. The kiven shuhu oisek b'shivchay shal mokoyim, because you are currently involved in praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ein loy lifsoik b'shvil shevach acher. So you should not interrupt to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu for something else. Meaning, some say that if you're in the middle of Shema, which is all about praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you don't interrupt to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu about the thunder. And it's not the same as all the other cases of Kedusha and Baruch Hu, which is a Dova Shabi Kedusha. A Dova Shabi Kedusha. Gam Michaye Odom Mashma. That if you hear it in the middle, ein loy levarech olein kiem kishishomo esam bein haprokim. So it sounds like the Mishnah Berurah therefore leans in a direction, a maskana, halacha lemaisa, you should not respond in the middle, only if you are bein haprokim. So this is very, very, very important. We need to know these halachas. If you're in the middle of Shema, you do respond wherever you are, except for the very first pasuk. You do respond to Kaddish, to Kedusha, to Baruch Hu. To a clap of thunder, there's a machlokes, halacha lemaisa, bein haprokim. Bein haprokim. Let's just see one more Mishnah Berurah. We said that if you hear moedim, then you should respond, but you should only say moedim. What does that mean, you should only say moedim? Says the Mishnah Berurah, pirush moedim anachnu loch. It doesn't just mean one solitary word, it means three words. V'loi kol ha-moedim d'rabbonon. But not the entire moedim d'rabbonon. Moedim anachnu lo sha'atu hu Hashem lekenu. That you don't see. That's really a hafsaka gedoila. If you look at the end of the Mishnah Brura in Chaf Gimel, there's one more very important halach which I think is worth seeing before we finish. Right to the end of Chaf Gimel. Hitil Mayim. If somebody needed to be excused in the bathroom, Loi Yevorech Asher Yotzar, he should not make a bracha of Asher Yotzar, meaning he's in the middle of Kriya Shema and he had to go now. Rak Yitoil Yodov, he should obviously wash his hands, otherwise he can't continue davening. Ola Acha HaTfila Yevorech. This is very, very important halacha. If somebody needs to go out to the bathroom in the middle of Shema, then he must do so. He must obviously wash his hands. Excuse me. At the moment, otherwise he can't continue davening. But the bruch of Asher Yotzah should be said only after davening. Okay, so we veered off a little bit la halacha today. Be'ezus Hashem, next time, which will be tomorrow, all being well, hopefully electricity restored, we will begin the next Gemara and we'll make a start to the very lengthy Tosfos, which is at the top of Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph.
Okay.
Okay.
All the best. Be well, everybody.
Have a wonderful day, everyone.